Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. And once again, there is this attribute that some have said is impossible. That a human being in three dimensions in your presence will sit in a chair and bring in that from the other side of a veil that many of you don't even believe is there. And in the process, there will be no proof that it's real. No proof that you can see on paper, no proof that in a three-dimensional world that you can photograph it. And so what is it that's attractive? And what is it that would bring you to sit in the chair for that? In these few moments, I look here. And I tell you, I was with you when you got up, when you made the reservation, when you made the choice, when you decided with free choice to come to this place. And in that time, there was rejoicing. There was energy created long before you sat in the chair for the seeds that could be planted this day for being in the right place at the right time synchronistically, for hearing words that you wouldn't have heard otherwise, for meeting those who may change your life in many ways. I knew you were coming. And so did that which is God. And you can define that in any way you wish, and tonight, a little later, I wish to even start defining that. To show you something that is happening on this planet which is very godlike. And yet to a three-dimensional mind, it becomes chaotic. Not understandable. Much like what is happening now, is it possible for a human being to channel? And if so, how does it work when my partner has even discussed the fact that on the other side of the veil there is a potential soup, a confluence of energy that does not speak with a voice, but instead with a love consciousness that flows into a human being and gives them messages and gives them assurance and gives them validation in language that is not succinctly understandable. So what you are looking at is this, a specialist who has spent 22 years of his life learning to read that, who has taught us how to slow down a message and make it linear, so that between him and me, a succinct message in 3D can come through. Now, we have said this over and over. That is just the tip of the iceberg, as you say. For if you are opening your mind and your heart this moment to things which are beyond that which you can see, you are giving allowance for that which is quantum. That which is beyond physics. That which is not 3D. And we call it the third language. The three is symbolic of the catalytic energy of numerology. It is not the third language, counting one, two, three. Well, there are many humans who have heard this and said, well, I'm interested in what the second language must be. Not understanding at all. We name it for the energy, not for its numerical position. The third language will flow into you this day, and it will say, this is real. It's your discernment engine, and it comes along with my partner's message in 3D, one you can write down and record. But no, the third language carries most of it. That it is accurate, it is true. And if you wish, it can plant the seeds of change. There is no doctrine we teach except that which is inbred in you, old soul, with the ancient knowledge that you've come into this earth with. Who is it who sits here? And what do you bring to the party called earth? And you might be one who says, well, that's why I'm here, because that's my question too. Why am I here? What do I bring to that which is the planet, even as an old soul? Because I don't feel like I'm bringing anything. And there will be those of you who sit and say, I exist that I exist. I can see no reason. I'm not an author. I'm not a channeler. I'm not a healer. I just go to work. I come home. And that, dear ones, is the magic. The old soul who goes to work. And 8 meters wide is a precious old ancient Merkaba that goes with you. A DNA field. Huge it is, that touches everyone around you. Not in an invasive way whatsoever, in a curious way, should they be open to looking at it. Even the boss who stands in your face and is an irritant, I know who's here, is part of the system. You don't know it, but you're doing the hard work. The energy that you bring to dark places is like the lighthouse that stands on the edge of darkness, warning the ships to stay away from the rocks, to steer them into the safe harbor. That's who you are. You're doing the hard work. My partner, he does the easy work. And it's defined for him. That's what makes it easy, for he knows where he's going tomorrow. He knows what he's going to do a year from now. Do you? You often don't even know what tomorrow's going to bring. And that is why this message is given in this succinct fashion. You are dearly loved, number one. Number two, God knows who you are. Number three, you're here for a reason. And whatever condition you are here is valuable. You are not a victim of the planet. You have the ability to drop any karma that ever came in with you that would slow you down. And this is your time. You carry with you not only the seeds of old soul energy, but there's even more, and you don't even recognize what it is. Everywhere you walk, the planet knows you. And when you leave, and you all will at some time, and greet me yet again, for I am part of the God energy that watches you come and go, part of the earth captures everything you have done, and it stays here in the crystalline grid. All the ancients are there with you. Everything that has ever been done to enhance this planet is in that grid. Everything to take it and bring the planet down is in that grid. It then becomes, therefore, a quotient, does it not, of all things that have ever been. And I want to tell you what that grid says right now. You are on a journey that is non-linear to peace on Earth. Filled with surprises, filled with conceptual decisions. I will talk about that this evening. Filled with things he didn't expect. How many of you said, oh, I knew that would happen when the Soviet Union fell over? And for 50 years, you were in a Cold War, and it was only going one place, wasn't it? To nuclear war. To the Armageddon that didn't happen, if you noticed. There are changes afoot that will be remarkable in the lifetime that you have left that'll surprise you and your children. Because this is what is taking place on the planet at the moment. And it would not have taken place, dear ones, if you hadn't been ready for it, old soul, if you hadn't targeted it, old soul. You've been creating it for a long time. My partner will speak of fractal time, and with this we'll close. Later on in this day, he will tell you that there are those experts who have said that consciousness on the planet, which follows cultural shift and change, has literally stopped and started at least 3 to 4 times. No matter how high a vibration has got, it's always been overloaded with something negative and brought it down to the point of almost a reboot where you start over. And there are those who would study ancient history who would agree, and that's what it looks like. And all the facts are there for you to look at. Civilizations who were better off than you were, who had peace, who had spiritual purpose, seem to stop. And let me tell you something. The futurists are saying that it's going to happen again. That you're in that period of tippage. It's either going to tip one way or the other. 22 years ago, with permission from my partner, I came on the scene and I told you, it's tipping like it never has before. You are going to finally get through it. You're going to see a consciousness shift on the earth, and everyone is going to participate, and it has nothing to do with their spiritual belief. Human nature is going to change. We told you that the weather shifts you're going to see, and you are, and you're now starting to see it. It's going to get colder, folks. It's all by design. There's going to be a refreshing of the oceans. There's going to be a life cycle change. All of these things, you can either fear them, or you can see them, old soul, as what you have created for lifetime after lifetime, and now you're here to make a difference. Flow with it. Make it work. And then there are the ones who say, yeah, we're old souls, but our children, we don't know. We don't know what they're going to do. And that's because you don't know the rest of the story, and I'm going to give it to you tonight. And you're going to walk out of here knowing things are different than you thought. And it's happening in front of your eyes. And it'll ask you to look at the news and smile. It's not what they say. Old soul, recognize it for what it is. The beginnings, the seeds are being planted right now for an earth that no one has ever predicted. There are those who don't believe this is real. And there's no judgment for you as I close now. When you leave this place and you walk away, and say, well, that was a nice act. The man fakes it well. That's your decision not to open that which is your inner door of discovery. You don't want to. And there's no payment for that. There's no challenge that will be before you because you made that decision. There's no punishment for that. It's not like you've been taught. You can walk out the door without ever having done that, and the same number of angelic beings will walk out with you. They'll walk out with the most powerful healer in the room. That's the statement that says you are divine no matter what you decide. That the energy around you of divinity, of the creator self, is always there, no matter what you decide. And that's why we can say you are dearly loved, no matter what. That's the message from the chair at this moment. I am Kryon, lover of humanity, and so it is.